This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, but I need to turn my light down, Anthony. It gets to a point in the day where it's dark enough outside behind me where I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of contrast. I'm being blinded. Now, I don't know. I feel like I look ghastly and ghostly right now. What if I just take that light down? Or wait, does the light need to be over here now? What's happening? How do I look beautiful, Anthony? I'm really struggling here today. Maybe it's not meant to be.
Yeah, maybe you just don't need it.
All right, show's over. See ya.
Where are you going, sir?
I don't know. If I put it here, it's ghost story time.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time in the National Basketball Association, players made less money and they were willing to do more stuff. Now, they're not. Do you think we could ever get a one-on-one tournament the way that we just saw in Unrivaled?
I mean, based on what some of the NBA players were saying over the weekend, it's like this is what I'll say. It sounds good. I think when you're in the moment, you ask people, you put them on the spot. Yo, what do you think of this? Yo,
they don't want to be the loser that says no. Well, then what happens when the contract's sitting in front of you or the offer?
Exactly. That's why I say it sounds good.
They all say no.
Just don't believe it, though.
Rachel Nichols, of course, does the show here for Monumental Sports, a longtime ESPN anchor, now works for Showtime Basketball. She asked players about this.
What do you think about the idea of doing a ones tournament here?
I mean, it'd be fire.
Would you put yourself on the line and compete in a one-on-one tournament?
Hell yeah.
Would you be interested in that at all? Would you actually compete in it?
Yeah, for sure. If I had the chance to play one-on-one with anybody, I would love to do it.
I'm open to it.
Yeah?
Yeah, when there's smoke, there's fire, and that's... than that fire in one-on-one.
The women have been racking it with the one-on-ones and the Unrivaled. Do you guys see a one-on-one tournament at All-Star sometime soon? Are you guys going to man up now that the women have showed you the way?
They've definitely paved the way. And it was fire, too. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I think it'd be dope. Do I think we do it? I don't know.
Y'all too embarrassed? What's going on?
I don't know. I can't speak for everybody.
I don't think anybody's embarrassed. I just think that there has to be an appreciation there first of what you do. Because you got to commentate a little bit differently than you do 5-on-5. There's an appreciation for seeing a 1v1 matchup that I think goes beyond just what the traditional space is now. So maybe if we create that, I'm with that.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun.
All right.
I would love to do it.
There you go. Okay. I like it. You would love to do it. Mm-hmm. All right. James Harden says he's in. Kyrie says he's in. Mm-hmm. I'm gathering guys. We're going to have it.
Anytime you could do something like that, put something on the line, I think, you know, all the true competitors would be open to doing it.
Of the players in this year's All-Star game on all the teams, who do you think would win a one-on-one tournament?
Who do I think would win? Yeah. Including myself?
Including yourself.
Me.
It don't matter. I'm winning.
Oh,
matter.
Come on. Really?
I'm winning. It don't matter. You got, you know, Kai and KD and Steph, and I mean, you can keep going on and on. Somebody like Bron, people gonna watch it. You gotta bring your A game, you gotta bring your moves out. So I think people will love that.
All right, can we get it going maybe for next year?
Let's get it.
All right, you said it.
Put me down.
Okay, how many different guys are in that video? We got Harden. I believe James Harden would do it. I also think James Harden is an incredible one on one player and would thrive in that environment. I think Kyrie would do it.
I think so.
I think Giannis would do it. Donovan Mitchell was like, he was the one who was like, the lady's been killing it. I don't know that we can do it. I feel like Donovan would do it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in that video?
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards 100% would do it.
I think it was just those five.
Who was the guy who was talking about if we can create the environment? About the commentary, 5-on-5 versus 1-on-1.
I think Donovan Mitchell.
That was Donovan?
Yeah. Because he was the one that was comparing the women's game and, you know.
The appreciation for it?
Yeah, the appreciation for it.
For the 1-on-1 versus, okay.
Yeah.
I think those guys would do it. Nikola Jokic is not playing 1-on-1. Unless it's like polo and he can do it on horses.
Do you think, though, they would separate bigs from guards, though?
They didn't. That was part of the beauty of the Unrivaled tournament, was everyone thought the guards were going to dominate, and then Aliyah Edwards went out there and smacked them.
Yeah, so is it fair, though?
I mean, what's Giannis? Is he a big or a guard?
He's a big. You got to go play with the bigs, bro. You're 6'11".
I mean, maybe you do a bigs bracket and a guards bracket, and the winner faces off.
Yeah.
Now we got an idea. Now not only have we made it about personal pride, we've done it on positional pride.
Yep.
Who's actually the better one-on-one player, the bigs or the guards?
Real moves.
Yeah. So maybe Jokic would do that. LeBron's not doing it.
No, he's not.
I mean,
when they name dropped him, I said, yeah, he's not doing it.
LeBron, maybe if it was truly his last year and he didn't care anymore. But this was LeBron in 2009. Talking about doing the All-Star or doing the dunk contest in 2010.
That's right.
In Dallas Stadium.
That's right.
Primarily, I put my name in the dunk contest.
All right, fans, you heard it from LeBron James. And the winner tonight, square off in Dallas for the slam dunk competition.
He has arrived.
Uh-huh.
That's right. We got Obama as president. We finally got LeBron James in the dunk contest.
Okay.
I don't know what Reggie Miller brought Barack Obama being president up for, but Anthony, as the resident LeBron James expert and super fan, did LeBron James compete in 2010 at the NBA's slam dunk contest?
Sadly, he did not.
No, he didn't. No. And in fact, he never has.
No, never
will. And part of it is ego, and LeBron is like, I think, actually the most responsible for this in terms of the dunk contest. Like, Jordan did it, Kobe did it. All the great dunkers, you know, Vince Carter obviously did it. Like, from the Vince Carter level all-star young player to the Kobe and MJ young players, those guys all did it until LeBron. And post-LeBron, how many of them have done it? Like, Zach LaVine was like a phenom-type player, but I don't think, I think people looked at him as more of a dunker than like, oh, this dude's going to be a multiple-time all-star player. You know, LaVine did make, I think, a couple of all-star teams, but ultimately, like, he's not that caliber. Dwight Howard kind of gets credit for doing it.
Yep.
Dwight Howard, who is going to the Hall of Fame soon.
Blake.
Blake is 100% the exception. People forget how, like, Blake Griffin was a top five player for a long time in the league.
Yep.
He was incredible. And then it fell off. But, you know, Anthony Edwards hasn't done it.
Zion Williamson
didn't do it. Ja hasn't done it.
Nope.
You know, these guys that are the peak players have not done it. I do respect Anthony Edwards, at least was like, it's because I would be bad at it. He at least was like, I don't have any tricks. All I do is power. So if he's like, if there's a contest where we can dunk on people, I'm in.
Hey,
I appreciate that honesty, because someone like Ja has been an incredible in-game dunker with tricks, with spins, with the whole deal. Like, Ja didn't have an excuse not to do it other than he just hasn't. You know, I think a younger Anthony Edwards before he busted up to this level, I think they probably could have convinced him to do it. But I don't know, man. Like, it's just whether it's the dunk contest or getting back to our original point of the 1-on-1, I just don't think enough guys would be willing to put their pride on the line. And also, I think the incentives are so different. And I hate to make it about the money, but like, these dudes are mini corporations. They can't get hurt playing 1-on-1.
Yeah.
They can't get hurt in the dunk contest. They're not jumping over a car. It's too risky.
Yeah.
And unlike in, because like for Nafisa Collier, let me look up Fee's contract real quick with the Lynx. Nafisa Collier Lynx contract.
She getting like 100K.
Fee is a max player. She signed a 3-year, $552,000 contract in 2022. That's $184,000 per year, average. She just made 200K winning the one-on-one tournament.
That's half her salary almost.
No. She made 200K. She made more than her salary.
Oh, yeah, because it's 100. Yeah, I'm tripping.
Yeah. 182 is her salary. God, 200 dang. Is what she made. You can't fake that kind of desperation. Anthony, if I told you tomorrow we could get 120% of our yearly salary, 110% of our yearly salary, if we did the best radio show possible, do you realize how many stones? Like, we work hard on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we don't earn our entire yearly salary in one day hard on this show.
Yeah.
The level of locked in, the aggressiveness we would have with different guests, like, it would be a very different show if we literally put all our eggs in one basket. But that's not our job. We have to put on a good show 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
And then we get 2 days off and then we do it again. Like, that's a different thing. But do you realize Damian Lillard's making $60 million? What are you going to do? Offer an $80 million prize? Hell no.
Yeah.
So you just can't fake that level of desperation. And that's ultimately the thing, right? Is like you cannot fake that level or create that level of urgency financially. And because of that, I don't know if this would ever be the same quality that Unrivaled was, even if the NBA did ultimately get to pull something off and go, hey, we got it. We're going to play one-on-one. I don't know the guys would go as hard as these ladies did down in Miami. So, like, could it happen? Sure. Would we credit Unrivaled for unlocking it? I think yes. Would it probably be as good as the Unrivaled tournament? The first year, maybe, but not year over year because they can't possibly offer the same financial incentive, which is unfortunately the number one motivator for most people.
Yeah, the financial thing is definitely huge. But I think when it comes to like the one-on-one, I think if they just had like some kind of, you know, incentive where you get to be called, I don't know.
King of the court?
King of the court. Yeah, something like you got to find a way to encourage these guys, motivate these guys to like really want to participate in it. And I don't know. I think holding the king of the court best one-on-one player accolade is something.
It should be enough.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we had the caller earlier, Greg, who was like, these guys are prima donnas. They make too much money. And to me, like, it should be part of the deal. Like, part of the reason, like, you have to understand part of the reason you make all this money. Yes. If you are, let's say, I'm trying to put Wizards fans in this. Not that I don't know if there's more Wizards fans or Lakers fans or whatever listening. But, like, let's say the Wizards draft Cooper Flagg. And 3 years from now, they're really good. And then they're playing one-on-one and Cooper Flagg gets hurt playing one-on-one. Our Wizards fans are going to be rightfully pissed.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that is the other question, which is part of the reason why, like, I kind of respect what the NFL did, where they're like, all right, this game isn't worth saving. Like, this thing, like, we'll find a way to name the team and have some fun, but they do it after the season and whatever else. I just think that if the main reason guys don't want to do it is pride or ego, maybe that's worth fighting against that battle. But I also think there's a reality that the way we talk about basketball specifically is so championship driven that if there's anything that could undercut a guy winning a title, he's one of those players, like the LeBrons, who are measured solely based off of how he's doing versus the ghost of Michael Jordan. Realize MJ's still alive. I mean, the playing ghost of Michael Jordan. Then I don't think those guys are going to play. I think that's just a reality of it. All right. That's that. We're running out of show. So, Anthony, we have time for some real things real people said in real microphones?
We got time for the one that's in the folder.
Excellent. Let's do it.
Real things.
We're not going to be sunk this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Speaking of All-Star Weekend, there was some good stuff that came out of it, such as Nikola Jokic not being able to believe that Victor Wembanyama brought a book to the All-Star game.
You would have brought a book?
Yeah. I read before every game. Have I heard that this crazy? So like I brought...
Victor Wembanyama. We didn't know. He's the NBA's A.J. Brown.
And look, he likes reading, man.
Smart fella, that Victor Wembanyama. All right, that's our show. Terps Talk with Kevin Willer is next. We'll see you tomorrow on the Team 980.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.